Doreen Moore owns Total Realty Services. That company rents condos and other accommodations to tourists. Moore said the area's beaches were tarball free, but that didn't stop condos, hotels, and restaurants from feeling the effects of the oil spill.
Worldwide perception was, thank you to, you know, the media doing such a great job of being able to spread doom and gloom. But the impact of that was is that we were painted with the same brush as the Panhandle, as Louisiana, as Alabama. So we did see an immediate impact to our tourism dollars, to our visitors, and that was very difficult to overcome.
Moore's business and others relying on tourism have gotten some new visitors. But she's worried some people might not come back.
When you have people who have been loyal to the Panhandle, have been loyal to Pinellas County, have been loyal to, you know, the beaches of the Gulf Coast, they suddenly went to other locations, whether it was Myrtle Beach or Savannah or Atlantic side. Do you lose that person forever?
Visit St. Pete Clearwater is a firm whose sole job is to promote the area's beaches and attractions. Their deputy director, David Downing, said the Deepwater Horizon disaster created a new obstacle, but it also brought in advertising dollars. Of the $25 million given to communities from Florida to Texas by BP, the St. Pete Clearwater area got $1.2 million of it.
One fortuitous thing was that it happened during the summertime. So our summertime markets are our local markets, the greater Tampa Bay area and Orlando. That was the one thing that really saved us, is we could get into those markets. They aren't expensive markets comparative media-wise. If that would have happened in winter, it would have been we would have had to go into New York and Chicago and Washington and some very expensive media markets, and there's no way we could have got the message penetration that we did here in Florida with that.
In December, the DVD of Dolphin Tale was released. It featured Winter the Dolphin. She lives at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium and has become something of a sensation because she has a prosthetic tail. Winter's movie dramatized the story behind her injury and survival, but it gave Downing another tourist draw.
To have a destination-centered film like that and be the destination where the movie happens, and in the movie it's Clearwater, and in the movie it's Clearwater Marine Hospital and Clearwater Marine Aquarium, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for a destination. So we kind of pulled out all the stops this year. We did national advertising in USA Today to hardwire the fact that that movie takes place in Clearwater, that movie in this destination, you can come and meet that dolphin. So we did that. We did a lot of online giveaways, a lot of trips, a lot of sweepstakes with different tour operators. We've done advertising. I know if you go to Tampa Airport, you see the trams going back and forth.
And the work done by Visit St. Pete Clearwater appears to be working. They projected a 3% boost in tourism last year. That number grew to 8%. Chris Sanborn enjoyed that success. He owns Speedboat Adventures, a company that offers guided boat tours and boat rentals. His company wasn't around for the oil spill, but he attributed his success so far to being in the right market.
What I like about it is it's not all the big franchises or the big corporations. It seems like a lot of, you know, more mom-and-pop people really trying to build it. So events like these are great, and I think that people, the more the better. I think that everybody seems really focused, whether it's the Chamber of Commerce, Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Tampa Bay and Company. I mean, everything I've gotten is really promoting and pushing it, and it's a great place to be.
Visit St. Pete Clearwater also taps into the Orlando theme park market to borrow tourist activity. Downing, the deputy director from that organization, said families traveling internationally often base their destinations on theme parks, but after that, they start looking for the beaches. That, he said, is where good marketing comes in. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Pete Beach.